Welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. I'm recording this live from the AFCA, and what we're excited about is something we're announcing today, the Advanced Tackling System. The Advanced Tackling System is available in its online format and can be accessed at footballdevelopment.com/advanced-tackling. The system was promoted yesterday at the American Football Coaches Association Convention, which attracts more than 6,000 college and high school coaches. So what is the Advanced Tackling System? It is the premium advanced tackling system developed in conjunction with Richie Gray, an international multi-sport tackling expert. He has worked with the Miami Dolphins, elite rugby clubs, and national teams. He is recognized as one of the foremost authorities on tackling in the world. Andy Ryland serves as the primary on-screen instructor. How much is the system? Individual licenses start at $69, with full staff licenses at $489. These prices will move to $99 and $649 on March 1st. Does the shoulder tackling system still exist? Yes, it does. The shoulder tackling system is a great framework for specific tackle types. The advanced tackling system can layer upon it, or any tackling system for that matter. The advanced tackling system helps coaches teach, break down, and grade each defender's ability to make elite-level tackles through instructional articles, videos, and drills. Check out all of our systems at footballdevelopment.com.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. I have a unique set of guests today. We have one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast, and I'm here in the middle in Ohio, so we have the whole United States covered right now. But joining me today on the podcast is Rob Curran. He's the head football coach at Alden Central High School in Alden, New York. And on the West Coast, I have Terry Summerfield, who's the head football coach at Barlow High School in Gresham, Oregon. Guys, it is great to have you here on the podcast.
Great to be a part of this. Thanks, Keith.
Likewise, yes, thank you very much for having us, Keith. Excited for the opportunity.
So, guys, today we are here to talk about the advanced tackling system, and this is something you guys have been able to preview, one of you beginning in last January, the other kind of got indoctrinated into it when we were shooting our advanced tackling system videos in the summer at Temple University. So let's start with you, Rob. I know both of you guys, being master trainers at USA Football, have been teaching the shoulder tackling now for a while. Rob, tell us a little bit about, I guess, your starting point with this and where you guys were as a tackling team before you previewed this system.
Well, I was thrilled when we got our hands, as a master trainer, obviously we get a hold of a lot of this material earlier than the general population of football coaches. So when the shoulder tackle system came out, it came out as a system with so much of the work from Andy Ryland and Rocky Seto. I was thrilled because of the comprehensive nature and the progression that it offered me and my coaches and coaches in general. Really, it went from obviously the heads up tackle and the drills associated with that, and it really pushed into, again, that progression and the different tackle types. So I was thrilled when that happened. And then, you know, like you said, it was kind of this happened late in the off season for me. I ended up making the drive down to Temple to really get the crash course of advanced tackle. And what I think what impressed me the most about that was it was just so comprehensive. It offered not only a progression, but it offered several different categories and all sorts of methods of assessment and all sorts of, I mean, essentially here's what's wrong. Here are a few things that we can prescribe to potentially help fix that. So at first, I mean, it was a lot. Again, I was really pleased and excited about shoulder tackling in general. And then I don't know that I was entirely ready for the depth at which advanced tackling really delves into that solitary skill. Part of me, even after the season, I'm still processing and continuing the conversations that we started in June to continue to improve our work in it for sure.
And I know, Terry, you got an earlier glimpse of this January of 2018. I imagine you probably had the opportunity to meet Richie Gray at our national conference. Talk to us a little bit about your progression into this from where you were with shoulder tackling and then how you got to learn a little bit of this.
Yeah, you know, shoulder tackling, the whole concept of it in relation to what USA Football and Rock State of the Seahawks had put out was, you know, just really perfect timing for the game of football, because I know that, you know, we've talked about this over and over for many ways, but, you know, the game of football needed to change in some way. And this was a great opportunity to give kids options, to give them options that I don't have to be the biggest kid out there on the football field to be a good tackler. And if I'm smart and I understand leverage, I can be a very successful football player. So, and how it tied into the safety aspect of it too. So it was a perfect timing. And then we have been using the shoulder tackling. Like Rob had said, it's always kind of neat to get some of the cutting edge stuff before it comes out. And we've been working on it for the last couple of years and really improved our tackling as a whole and within our program and our youth program too, because we're so very involved and we implemented a lot of this into our youth program. And then last year I was able to get kind of a sneak peek on the advanced system and had an opportunity to come to the conference and actually sit in the green room with Rocky Sato and Richie Gray, which was a tremendous experience. And then I really wasn't sold until I had to myself practice on the bags that were used. And that's really what kind of opened my eyes in relation to this and kind of felt foolish. I've been coaching football for 32 years and realized that the experience that you have with the bags that really make it game-like. And in fact, that's part of what we're trying to do as coaches is to make those practice scenarios as much as we can like a game. It benefits us in great ways. So the use of the bags really sold me in the whole concept of it. And then we do have some open periods in Oregon, and I came back, purchased the bags immediately. I think I was one of the only high school football coaches, maybe in the country, definitely on the West Coast, that was using these bags. And we used them for 6-week periods, and we were up in the mat room, and we were just going through the fights and using the KPIs in relation to it and getting the kids to understand terminology and language. And it was mind-blowing, really, to tell you the truth, how our kids applied it, how they got better at it, how our coaches, it made us better coaches of the game of football in relation to tackling. And as Rob said, there's so many different aspects of it, from the application, the KPIs, to the drills, to the assessment. You can really take this as deep as you want, and with really any type of system that you use in relation to tackling. It has been a great experience for us.
Yeah, and I think that's the key to this thing, that this is not some sort of change of direction or change in you know what we're teaching as far as tackling. We've installed the foundational stuff in our shoulder tackle system, which listeners, you can get at for free at footballdevelopment.com, the same place where our advanced tackling system is as well. But this really builds upon what's already been done there. And, you know, one of you guys used the word prescriptive. You know, it provides some prescriptive solutions to some of the typical problems that you will face as your team either is successful or, you know, not performing the way you would want them to in the realm of tackling. Let's talk, guys, a little bit, you know, what you like about this system in terms of the five fights. I've heard both of you mention the five fights, and that is the philosophy behind this. What do you like about the five fights? Rob, why don't you go ahead and tell us your thoughts on it?
Sure. I think the key for me with regard to the five fights is, and like you had just said, Keith, I mean, the game is, if I could speak in metaphor here, the game is the trip to the doctor, and the tackle circuit that we run and the drills that we run, that's the trip to the pharmacy. So that's what we're able to really work on, what's going to make us better. And that's just what the system, the advanced tackle system, does for us. And it neatly, very neatly, in my opinion, puts things into categories. So we know that in order to successfully dominate a tackle, we've got to fight, we've got to track, we've got to prepare, we've got to connect, and we've got to finish. We've got to do all those things. This gives us a very, very clear-cut set of standards that fall within those categories that allow us to work on very, very specific things. I mean, one of the things that we hear Richie say all the time is forensic detail. He's big on the forensic detail of the skill of tackling. And I mean, to be completely transparent and honest, and I mentioned this in some of the articles that I've written about this, tackle circuit a few years ago, before any of this, was if we felt that we didn't tackle well on Friday night, then we ran a tackle circuit on Tuesday, and it was sideline tackle, angle tackle, and head-on tackle. And that's what we did. We did those three drills. We blew the whistle after 4 minutes, and then we went on to the next. We got into Indy and the scheme and the stuff that we were all excited about. Whereas this really allows us, I mean, forensic detail. I had never thought about the grip. I mean, we talk clamp or cloth constantly in our tackle circuits. We want our kids, when they're making a tackle, to either clamp their hands around the ball carrier or grab cloth. We had never, I mean, that wasn't in our verbiage before. We didn't think about it that specifically before. And that's just one of the examples of the amount of detail. And I think Terry said it perfectly. It allows you to go into as much depth as you want to, or that you're permitted to, based on staff size and any other number of factors that we all are faced with. So Terry and I live in different worlds when it comes to school size, staff size, everything else. I mean, I am one third of the varsity coaching staff as the head coach. Well, the fact that a program as successful as Terry's and as big as Terry's is able to employ the same system to some degree, we're able to employ the same system to some degree that they are, I think speaks to the general nature of the system, and that it is the general application of the system that is available to coaches. So for me, the five flights and what I like about them is it puts things neatly in the categories. And we all know as coaches, so much of our job hinges on language, the language that we use. And the five flights and the bullet points and the KPIs within those five flights is the language of the advanced tackling system. And it's incredible how quickly, when it matters to change the culture of something that we do, in this case tackling, how quickly that language starts to catch on. So for me, the benefits there really lie in the very neat categories that exist within those flights.
Yeah, and I think that's the interesting part of this system, is that this is going to really accommodate whatever your situation might be as far as your ability to teach the skills that go along with tackling. And as I went through and we were doing our final review of all our videos, I started to really think about how much this allows you to do really year round, that we don't have to put on the helmets and shoulder pads to teach some of the skills that go along with this. I thought of an example of a drill, pong. I love that drill. It is teaching some things that are fundamental to tackling, but we don't tackle in that drill. But such a neat drill, reactive, the agility that goes along with it. And you think about all the things that we've done, and we get caught in some paradigms, I think, as coaches, because we've always done it this way, or this team does it, and they're really good, so I should do it. Andy and I talk about that all the time. But, you know, when I look at how this just builds the skills of football, along with teaching tracking, along with teaching a kid to be able to react after there's been a distraction or something like that, those can be built into our off-season programs year-round. And on the surface, we're not doing anything that violates any of the rules that we might have set up in our state that allow or don't allow us to teach a game at a certain point in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in our situation specifically, too, I mean, I think we carry 21 varsity football players this year, and injury is a real, I mean, it's on everybody's mind, but when you've got 21, it's maybe even a little bit more at the forefront. And the ability to say confidently that we work on tackling every day without tackling, I think that is something that's very important to us. And I know, Terry, I've seen as much film of the stuff that Terry does in his wrestling room. I think it's the wrestling room, coach, or that side room that you've got when the weather's bad or the air quality is low that you guys are doing. I've seen as much film from Terry's program in that room as I have of any stuff that's being done on the field. So I know he's really good at finding time and finding windows of time to get that work done in different spaces as well, because you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I like about the drills is the fact that what Rob had said, you can do them anywhere. You don't have to have a helmet and shoulder pad on. And the uniqueness about it is, and what we're always trying to achieve as high school football coaches or coaches at any level, is we want the intensity level to be at a maximum, at a high point. And these drills and the things that they're doing, because of the emphasis on the fights, right, and it's not a fist fight, but it's a frame of mind that the kid and the coach are constantly fighting to achieve excellence and do the right thing, that's what brings that out. And the drills create competition. There's winners and losers in the competition, right, or there's winners and unfortunates in relation to it. But you don't have to do them with helmets and shoulder pads, and you can create a game-like scenario as best as you possibly can with, like, for instance, the Pong drill, and it is fast-paced, and it is at a high intensity. You can make it as intense as you want in relation to it. So, yeah, those for sure, and those were big selling points. I think any coach is going to have an experience of watching some of this stuff on film, and they're saying, hey, I can do that. I mean, those are going to fit regardless of what system I use, a tackling system. Those things are going to make my kids better. And we do have air quality issues in Oregon. We had some forest fires up the gorge, and we were stuck inside, and it was okay because I could have a high intense practice and still teach concepts in relation to tackling in a mat room, dividing the kids up, and you could see they were working so hard. The kids were sweating. The humidity in the room was dripping condensation on the walls. So, I mean, it was good stuff, and these drills allowed us to, and the concepts related to allowed us to have that intensity.
Terry, you brought up the five fights and a good point with that. And I know as football coaches, we always like to name things in a way that are pretty cool and, you know, have that aggression to it. But fight in this sense is something that's much different. It, you know, when I have Brian Kite on the show, we always talk about culture being about behaviors. And when I think about the way Richie has put together the fights and what those really mean, I really see now, you know, and seeing what Vinny did at Maritime and how he really made that part of his culture, that getting the kids to buy into this and understand this in that way, in those five distinct fights, these things that happen when you're out on the field, you're really building those behaviors and promoting excellence. And I think, you know, that stuff builds into a culture. I know we like to build culture outside of the field, and we talk about it in the classrooms when you teach our guys things, but this is direct application to it, which builds those behaviors that we want on the field.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it was perfect. It's a perfect analogy. The more aggressive football teams are going to be more successful, and we always talk about physicality. We're trying to make the game safer, but the key components of what we don't want to change are the intensity, how the kids are going to play the game, how they get to the ball. We want to make kids smarter about that. We want to make kids, coaches, better about how they apply and how they teach those concepts. And you know, you're coaching the greatest team sport in the world in this game of football, and Richie even has a fights to a life of a life philosophy, and we're constantly fighting to be the best person that we can to be. I'm fighting to make sure that I do well academically. I'm fighting to make sure that I'm a good dad, a good young man, a good member of my community. So it's that fight that we constantly have, and that is culture, right? I mean, that's what we're trying to do as coaches, to instill the very best and give these kids the right kind of tools so that when they leave our place, that they're ready to go and they're equipped. So it just ties in perfectly with what we do in the game of football, and what we were wanting these kids to do out on the football field, and that's be aggressive and play smart and to constantly fight the battles of making sure that I'm doing all those right things.
It just gets me all excited. To echo that, Terry said there, that's to me when I really remember. I remember the moment in Philadelphia when I had a chance to speak with Richie. And Terry and I, Terry, Richie and I got to sit off set there while Andy would explain the drills. And we really got a chance to talk and go through this stuff. And to me, I remember Richie saying that when he said, listen, the reason that these are fights is because that's what we're up against every day. I mean, this is all the inner conflict that we face every single day with everything that we do. So to me, when he said that and when that started to resonate, that's when I kind of started to see this as more than, I mean, this is a really, this goes beyond what's happening on the field. Like Terry just said, I mean, the fights that we are faced with every day, the fights that our kids are faced with every day. So it really, really transitions. And I mean, I think it even opens the door into some character stuff for sure. We've been able to transfer that over. And, you know, with the season, certainly we did not live up to expectations this season. So this kind of became a rallying cry for us, the idea, the notion of fighting, in that the only loss is really in surrender. So to us, we were able to measure success by our willingness and our ability to continue to fight. And it just really all matched this so well. So I think that really speaks to the culture of the whole system.
The other word I heard, or actually acronym, was KPI. And KPI is Key Performance Indicator. It's actually a term that comes from the business world. And the Key Performance Indicator is basically a quantifiable measure to evaluate success. And this system really puts a premium on performance. That this is more than, here's some drills, coaches, go out and use these drills. Or here's some techniques, go out and use these techniques. So not only do we teach you those things, those are important, but we teach you how to evaluate the success of what you're doing on the field so that you know where to go to next within the system, as we used that word before, to be prescriptive about how you solve some problems. Rob, talk to us about the addition of that and learning that concept of the KPI, the Key Performance Indicator.
Well, I think that the two things that I can share about KPIs and the importance of the KPIs, and I go back to something that Richie mentioned when we were in Philadelphia, when he said, in order to make a meaningful change, the thing that you want to change needs to be important and it needs to be evaluated. And the KPIs lead into just that, the evaluation piece of it, beyond the make-miss. I mean, this goes far beyond make-miss. When you really, and I know Terry does a lot of work with the grading of this. I mean, the real detailed grading of this. And it just goes beyond make-miss. You can absolutely, like in our situation, make miss is an assessment that fits us a little bit better because of the number of guys we've got and what we're able to get done. So you can absolutely do that, but then you can really, really get into the details with these KPIs. What I found to be one of the benefits of the KPIs and the language associated with KPIs specifically and immediately in my own coaching and that of my staff was that the KPIs and the language that are a part of the KPIs really remove much of the generalizations that we may experience as coaches at times. When coaches are at a loss for words, we know something just didn't look right. We know it wasn't timed up right. It wasn't done correctly. And it's not really helpful when we tell a kid, hey, you got to be faster. I mean, that's not really a helpful bit of coaching advice there.
Right.
However, when we can say something like, and again, the KPIs give you that language. Again, I go back to that grip. Okay, hey, did you grab cloth? Hey, where, you know, you didn't clamp here. You missed on your clamp, and that's why that didn't happen. Or we've had to get really, really creative because we just get really creative because of we didn't get the bags. I mean, we're spray painting circles around our heavy bags to make sure that we're striking within the circle when we can. Things like that. Hey, was your foot in the circle? I mean, the KPIs really lend a language that allows us to be much more detailed in what we're trying to do. So I that was the benefit to me.
Terry, your thoughts on KPIs?
Yeah, well, and Richie talks about it. I know Rob and I, you just get excited when you hear Richie talk about and bring in these terms in relation to the game of football, and the KPIs just build on this even more in relation to, and these are some of the concepts that Richie would talk about, forensic detail, mm-hmm. not just tackling, but forensically tackling. So we're talking about a high level tackle, right? And laser focus would be another word that he would constantly use. Be a surgeon, not a butcher, is another mm-hmm. phrase that he uses. Don't just tackle the guy and get him down, but let's be surgeon-like in how we do it, whether it's the levels for which I tackle, or it's the grip, right? Or it could be in how I run my feet in relation to that. And really what we're doing in relation to all this stuff, the five fights and all the KPIs, is we're allowing coaches to be so specific to the detail of the makes or the misses, let's say, for example, that now I can go to a defensive coaches meeting and we can talk about, all right, where did we make our mistakes in tackling? Instead of wasting time, because I'm all about efficiency, and I know most coaches are, they want to utilize that time out on that football field. Where did we make our mistakes? What were we good at on Friday in relation to tackling? What were we poor at? Now let's find out what those things are, and it relates to those KPIs, and then let's apply drills that are going to specifically enhance or make those kids better. So it makes us become better coaches, and applying those types of things are going to make us be better tacklers. I hope that makes sense.
Absolutely. I think the interesting part of this, once you learn it, is that all these concepts that we're teaching in terms of how to coach the tackle and how to evaluate the tackle and how to be prescriptive what you do, that you actually learn some coaching methods here, that this goes beyond just tackling, that this is every skill at every position can benefit from going through and learning the specifics of this system. And I think back to the first time I sat down with Richie, same thing, Terry, in the green room. I spent a lot of time in there. Richie hung out there, I think, the whole time, picking everybody's brain as they came through. But, you know, the way Richie presented this, I mean, it's stuff I've believed that, you know, that you really have to evaluate performance and have an eye for performance. But what I think Richie really crystallized for me is that the whole thing can be a system of coaching. And I think that's what he's done. I think what Richie has done, we're learning it as applied to tackling, but remove the tackling, and this works for your quarterbacks, this works for your receivers, this works for your offensive line in the terms of how you look at what they do on the field.
I think you nailed it on the head. What we did here at Barlow, as soon as we came back, we applied it to the five fights of offensive line play, right? So now we're looking at forensic detail of what the linemen do. And I know, you know, I think the offensive line play has been extremely scrutinized and broken down into hand placement and foot patterns. Tackling has not been so much in the history of the game for the most part, but the five fights adds that. The KPIs add that to tackling, but they also affect the systems in other positions, and I love it. And what a great opportunity, me being around, I'm an older guy, been coaching for 32 years, a great way for me to educate my young coaches. I have 12 guys on my staff, seven of which who played for me. And what a great opportunity for me to teach my younger coaches the systems for which, the KPIs, the fights, and how it makes them and being better coaches, the attention to detail, being more forensically detailed, being more laser focused in the way they coach. So I don't see how that can be a bad thing. That is nothing but positive.
Rob, when you look at what you've learned here, what are some of your biggest takeaways?
I just think that one of the things that it really did for me and for our program is that I was amazed after I started doing some of this work before I had really, really sat down with Richie, even before any of that, just in the film work that we did together, We met several times in Zoom conferences and looked at film and went through different tackle, you know, different things that went wrong in a make or a miss, whatever it was, on misses. But what I noticed then immediately after I met with these guys and kind of got introduced to the system was how comfortable we had become, how comfortable I had become in just simply bringing ball carriers to the ground. The system really forces a shift from bringing ball carriers to the ground to dominating tackles. And that to me was, that just resonated with me so much. I watched film my own film shortly after some of our work, some of our meetings, and I thought, my gosh, we didn't dominate tackles. We brought ball carriers down. And I think from Terry's point of being able to keep intensity up and work on this skill, and mirroring, you know, being inspired by Richie's passion for the skill of tackling, that was a big thing for me as a coach that I took away, was this shift in dominating tackles and really, really fighting and I mean, all the way to the ground, controlling ball carriers. I just thought that was, this system really introduced me to that notion. And I hadn't thought about tackling in that way ever. So that was a big takeaway for me.
Guys, we have this system being released today when this podcast is aired for the first time for $69 for an individual coach, $489 as a team pass. The team pass is going to get you access to some special offers and opportunities that we'll announce in the future. When I look at that and what we've put together here, you know, I just think it's such a tremendous opportunity, so much information for really what I think is a nominal price. Guys, talk to me about, you know, the value you see in this product and why coaches out there listening to this should really look into getting this system.
It's such a complete system, and it's not just about one aspect. It's initially in relation to tackling, and you know, Rob said it earlier, you don't just, you know, most of the time in tackling, we've said, hey, just get the kid down, and we're going to work on these drills of just getting the guy down. But now we're so much more focused on the detail, the KPIs, the understanding of the tackle, and that relates back down to your kids, of them understanding. So this can relate into other aspects. And for me, as a head football coach, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to get my coaches better. This is a great example, a great tool to help my coaches become better at what they're doing out there on the football field.
I think that the key to this whole system, and I mean, coaches, people that are listening to this podcast are in the group of coaches that are consistently looking to improve. You're not listening to this podcast if you don't care about improving. What I think differs from this system to others that are out there, a lot of times it's information. Here's the information. Go apply it. Come up with a way to assess it. This, on the other hand, at least in my experience with it, this is a total package of philosophy, why this is important. I mean, it is a skill that, I mean, not everybody on the field needs to be able to catch a football. Not everybody on the field needs to be able to properly throw the football, but that group of 11 kids on defense needs to be able to tackle. All of them need to be able to do that. So there's why this is important, obviously, and that's not to mention the safety elements of the whole thing. Now we've got philosophy, we've got application, and we've got assessment. And the application, even the application of it, isn't just, hey, here's what you do. It's, hey, here are some suggestions for drills that you can do if this error keeps continuing. If this didn't work, here's another suggestion. So you've got philosophy, you've got application, you've got assessment, and this is all stemming from essentially, and I think that one of the greatest strengths of this whole thing is the fact that it comes from an outsider to the game of football. Richie's experience in rugby and Richie's experience with contact alone, I think, has enabled a very sharpened focus to the skill of tackling. He's not, for lack of a better term, distracted by scheme and some of the other things that go into what we do. So I think that his ability to come at this with fresh eyes really has certainly allowed me an opportunity to look at it very differently. And I know I speak for Terry in this when I say that.
Absolutely. And if I could add just one thing, and I say this to all coaches out there, if you could make yourself, your football team, 1% better in tackling, let's say 2%, 5% better at tackling, would it be worth it? I would imagine every coach out there in the country would say absolutely. So I challenge every coach to have an open mind, to come with paper and pen, to get down and dirty a little bit and have an opportunity to tackle those bags, to really be open to what could possibly happen. If you could be 2%, 3%, 5% better at tackling, it might be something that you really want to take a look at.
Terry, we have an opportunity coming up at National Conference. Richie will be there. We're going to do all kinds of demos on the field. You guys are going to have a session where you get together and speak about some of this as well. But I think the biggest opportunity for coaches is to be able to both sit and listen to Richie Gray, but also Richie Gray is one of the most accessible guys I've met in terms of going somewhere and being able to just sit down and pick his brain. He's a guy who's willing to do that, and you know he's about helping people, so there's really no off time for him. He'll be there. He'll be available. Talk about that opportunity, Terry, at National Conference, not just with Richie being there. I think that's a huge one, but also the event itself.
Well, I've gone to a lot of clinics in my high school or coaching career, and I've never, from the last couple of years, gone to a clinic that was so detailed and the USA conference. So I've been to others. We have a lot of other clinics in the country, especially in the Northwest. I go to those. I take my staff. But the clinic itself is so well done, and I've done some different things in relation to some of the forums and bringing coaches together to have symposium and openly talk about different topics of their interest that is just phenomenal. Richie is so accessible, such a passion, such a knowledge for the game, and that's what his focus is how can we make this game better? How can we be smarter in helping our kids be better, but also as the people who are teaching our kids as coaches. So if you have that opportunity, this is a great one. I did not get completely sold until I physically went out there on the field and worked on those bags. Then it was a no-brainer. And I will tell you this, and I know other people have made these comments, I felt in some way a fraud. I never have experienced that in my coaching career. What the system and the bags did was kind of mind-blowing. It really was. That how come we haven't come across this in the last 20, 30 years of the game of football? And I think it's that kind of thing that I think people will have an opportunity to take a look at in helping them improve their programs and improve themselves as a coach.
Rob, your final thoughts on National Conference?
I am absolutely thrilled to be a part of it. I'm excited to have the opportunity to be on a panel that's going to talk about this work and the implementation of it. This will be my first USA Football National Conference, so the access that I had to the fellas in Philadelphia at the drill shoot at Temple was just nothing short of inspiring. So I'm really, really excited for the opportunity coming up.
And for the coaches out there who want to connect with you guys and maybe learn firsthand about your experiences or pick your brain a little bit about the work you've done, Terry, how can coaches get in contact with you?
They can get a hold of me via email. I would love to share. I've done this already with a number of coaches across the country, but please, we don't have anything to hide. This is about making the game better. So you can communicate with me at tsummerfield@usafootball.com and just continue to keep the message going.
And Rob, your contacts?
Sure. Probably the best way to get a hold of me would be via Twitter, and that is @Rob_Curran, C-U-R-R-I-N.
Guys, I'm really looking forward to seeing you at National Conference. I appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts and ideas on the advanced tackling system. I think this is a really important advancement for the game. I'm excited that we're all a part of this with USA Football, and I'm excited about the National Conference coming up. So thank you again, and look forward to seeing you guys.
Thank you, friend. Thanks for letting us be a part of it.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.